I'm Rose Scott alongside Dennis O'Hare.
More companies are offering paternity leave to new fathers among their employees, and we'll look at the future of paternity leave in a moment. But first, an update to a conversation Rose and I had about this back in May.
Well, last week, former WABE reporter Josh Leves reached a settlement of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint, the EEOC, that he filed against Atlanta-based CNN and Turner Broadcasting. Now, Leves argued the company's leave policy discriminated against biological fathers because they offered only 2 weeks of paid leave to biological fathers while giving 10 weeks to biological mothers or adoptive parents of either sex.
Now, when we spoke with Josh Leves back in May, he noted that a lot of progress had been made since he filed his complaint back in 2013. In fact, at the start of this year, CNN and Turner had changed their policy to offer 6 weeks of paid leave to all parents, including biological fathers, with some additional time for mothers who might have had medical needs after that. And Josh Leves told us it was his colleagues' support, even more than his complaint, that influenced CNN and Turner.
Ultimately, I hope that someday people will look back on this and think it's ridiculous that the policy ever even existed in the first place. And fortunately, as a result of everyone speaking out, including my fellow employees, they made a much better policy later on.
Josh wrote a book about the experience called All In. He's on a book tour right now, but his attorney, Peter Roman Friedman, told us this morning that in exchange for ending the EEOC complaint, CNN and Turner last week agreed to give additional paid parental leave to biological fathers who had requested it before the new policy went into effect at the start of the year.
Well, now, all of this comes just after Netflix recently unveiled a new policy that seemingly offers unlimited leave to new fathers and mothers. To talk more about this, Karen Twaranight, who's an Ernst & Young Global Diversity and Inclusiveness Officer, she joins us from NPR Studios in New York. And welcome. And first of all, did I pronounce your name properly?
You sure did, Dennis. Thank you.
Ernst & Young is a very big accounting and business services firm. A lot of people have heard of it. But has the Josh Leves case directly affected your policies, and what are they now?
They have not directly affected our policies. We do a continuous review of the policies that we offer to make sure that we're competitive with compensation packages. And we also take a holistic approach to our people's health and well-being to make sure that we're offering them support. So at this point, we're very comfortable with that. We offer the right amount of time for our people with their families. And what we find to be really a factor in all this is in addition to policies, encouraging people to actually use the policies and use our benefits is incredibly important.
Okay, so what is the leave policy, paid leave policy right now for parents, and does it apply to fathers, mothers, adoptive or biological, and does it apply to all employees? That's several questions there, I understand, but that's one concern about the Netflix policy that, at least according to Josh Leves' attorney, that policy doesn't apply to all their employees.
Yes. Well, ours applies to all of our employees after 1 year of service. We offer birth mothers up to 14 weeks of paid parental leave, and we offer all primary caregivers, that's moms and dads, 6 weeks of paid parental leave, again, after that 1 year of service. And in fact, that we find that in any given calendar year here in the U.S., we have approximately 1,200 people in the U.S. that take such parental leave, and half of them, in fact, are men.
Karen, I'm curious because how might this expansive policy at Netflix affect similar policies you think with other companies?
Well, I think all these, the recent headlines and the progress that we're seeing at different companies, and it's creating some tensions as well for some companies that are new or haven't gotten into this game yet. But it does suggest, what I think is exciting, that we're trending toward new workplace norms. But I wouldn't really bet the house on that yet, because as a whole, the U.S. workforce still has a long way to go. There's an SHRM, that's Society for Human Resource Management. They issued a report in 2015 that showed only 12% of U.S. companies provided paid maternity and paternity leave. The good news is we've recently seen a jump in that. The latest statistic is that actually 21% of U.S. companies provide paid maternity leave and 17% provide paid paternity leave. So that's progress, But that also means that the inverse, not there are so many companies that are not providing any paid parental leave at all. And the U.S. happens to be one of the very few countries that offers that. And we do know that we did a we launched a study this year, a global generation study, and we found that in the U.S., there 38% of millennials said that they would actually move to another country outside of the U.S. that offered better paid parental leave. So for us, it's a distinct competitive advantage to make sure that we offer something that's considered robust.
Businesses, corporate America, obviously, they hate bad publicity. And a cynic might say, well, look, Netflix and perhaps even Ernst & Young, they're doing this in order to maybe avoid the kind of publicity that CNN and Turner got into based on this case. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know that that's in fact true. And I think what if anybody's evaluating these situations, they can look at history. We've been offering paid parental leave and paid paternity leave since 2002. That was 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it really isn't based on recent headlines. And we did that because we wanted to make sure that our men as well as our women had the ability to be involved and to have the ability to have both a fulfilling personal and professional life while having a busy career at EY. So many of us have been at this game for a long time and have been including men in our efforts and in our benefits policies, similar to women in this effort.
We're talking with Karen Twaranite, an Ernst & Young Global Diversity and Inclusiveness Officer. We're looking at paid parental leave following the resolution of the EEOC complaint by former WABE reporter Josh Leves, who's written a book called All In about all this. What about, you mentioned a moment ago how few companies even now offer paid parental leave of pretty much any kind, but especially to fathers. How could that work practically, though, for small firms who might not have the flexibility that your company or CNN Turner and or Netflix might have?
Well, I think it's a decision that every company has to make, what they can afford to do, what they can't, and what works best for their business. What I think is helpful is for companies to look at the facts. And for us, it's been highly productive. And our employees that are working parents that have been afforded the opportunity to be able to balance work and family are actually, in fact, our most satisfied employees. And with that, we get greater productivity, greater engagement, better client service. So that's very good for us from a top line and bottom line perspective. So in effect, it's an expensive benefit, but we benefit greatly from that. But the other aspect of it, sorry, Dennis.
No,
the
go
other
ahead.
Aspect of it, I just would share with you that the world is changing around us. And you know, we recently did this study that I mentioned, but I'll give you a fact that millennials are almost twice as likely as their boomer counterparts to be part of dual career couples. So co-parenting is becoming a greater responsibility, and I would say even an interest, greater interest of many men. And with that, it's really a competitive advantage and tool to be able to recruit and retain millennials, men and women, that want to accelerate their careers and at the same time start or even expand their families. So it's been a great differentiator.
But what about the workers in the firms who don't have kids, millennials or otherwise? They might support their colleagues who are parents. They might say, hey, look, that's great. They should be able to have that paid leave. But those folks probably don't want to end up suddenly having a much bigger workload thrown on them or lots of extra time at work thrown on them because of extended leave for a colleague who might not be replaced in the meantime.
That's a great question, and it's something that we deal with in the workplace. For us, we look at flexibility, including things like this, are a benefit for all, not just an accommodation for some. So working parents might have some needs, and singles might have other needs. We also try to employ within our teams the ability to map out who needs what and what they need to do and how they balance out each other. One of the benefits is that we have 210,000 people and they work on teams every day, so you do have the resources to balance each other out so that singles are afforded the opportunity to take time off, pursue a hobby, go on a date, whatever might be important to them. I would also tell you that singles tend to value what we offer to working parents as well, because people don't want interruption on their client service. They don't want interruption on their teams with people not being able to manage both work and home in a sustainable manner. And the consistency and the ability to have some control and permission to take advantage of these benefits the whole team, singles and parents alike.
You know, Karen, you have a very unique title. It's Global Diversity and Inclusiveness Officer, and that sounds great for a company the size of Ernst & Young, and I imagine you are very busy all the time. But for a smaller company that says, look, you know, we may not have the means to make sure that we have an officer who you're making sure that Ernst & Young is in compliance with all of this. What's your advice to maybe a smaller company that says, you know, what's the best way for us to stay on top with all these policy changes? I mean, even it could be a mom and pop store. What's mm-hmm. their go-to resource?
And you raise a good point that not everybody has the type of infrastructure or has the capability to make these types of investments. I guess what I would suggest is take it down to a customized approach. And in some respects, I would actually be envious of smaller companies because they could really put their arms around this. They could ask their employees what they want and what they need, stay close to it at least once a year, just ask them. Or if you're a really small shop, ask them across the table today, what's important to you? How would you prioritize it? Some people might prioritize a health and wellness benefit, like a gym membership. Some might prioritize 2 weeks paid leave. Some might prioritize the ability to take or buy additional days off back from their company. And some might prioritize, which we find the most often requested, could I have a little bit of flexibility around my commutation time to and from work? Meaning it's such a slight and small ask that people have on their teams that you can readily accommodate that actually doesn't cost you anything else.
Well, let me ask you this as we begin to wrap up. What are some of the biggest issues then or challenges that you face with Ernst & Young? Can you share those with us?
That we face. Well, one of the things, it's not a biggest challenge, but as it relates to, it's a challenge related to this particular subject as it relates to paternity leave that I think other companies are dealing with, is that we do see that our working parents from our studies are actually working more and they're traveling more than they ever have. So we know that we offer robust benefits. For example, we offer six weeks paid paternity leave to men, but on average, while we have some men that take 6 weeks, we have some men that take two. On average, our men take about 2.6. Our challenge is to make it acceptable and comfortable for more of our men to take more of the benefit that's offered to them. It's like having money on the table. You wouldn't leave that behind. And so we would love for our employees, all of our employees, to be able to take their full leave if they so choose.
Netflix, though, is doing something that's pretty unusual. They're basically working on the honor system, it appears, at least for some of their employees, and saying this is unlimited time. Do you think this is going to set a trend, particularly for big companies, and Ernst & Young qualifies as a pretty big company? Do you think you might take a look at the unlimited aspect of this?
Well, we've evaluated ours, and we're very pleased with ours. And what's most important is that people, not only what we offer, but what people take and what people feel comfortable taking while also being very ambitious in their careers. So for us at this time, we're comfortable with what we offer. But I think any of these trends, I think it's wise for us to look at reverberations in the marketplace and see what's out there and see what is important to our people. And then we test it with our people to see what they would need and would want. To your point on a trust-based system, I think any of us that run successful companies place a lot of emphasis on trust and a whole host of factors. And that's equally important in our environment, whether you're trusted to have flexibility on a day-to-day basis or people trust an organization to be able to go out on leave and not be replaced, or a man go out on paternity leave and not be considered to be taking a mancation, quote unquote. There are things that require a lot of mutual trust that I think we'll continue to see in the workplace.
Quick yes or no on this, because we're running out of time. Some folks have argued that, as you said, because this is an expensive benefit, that in the end, companies might end up hiring fewer people because they have to pay for these benefits. It's a cost to them. Is that the case at Ernst & Young?
No, we're actually hiring more people. We're finding that we have improved engagement and improved client service. And so with that, our business is growing and we are in hire mode.
We've been talking about parental leave offered at companies with Karen Twornight. She's an Ernst & Young Global Diversity and Inclusiveness Officer. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate that.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.